Big I or little I? That's the question for anybody who needs to write or type the word internet. As of today, Wired News announced that they will no longer capitalize the I in internet. And they say the same goes for the W in web and the N in net. They're going to be lowercasing all three words from now on. Most word usage and style guides, however, still recommend capitalization. Well, a lot of investors do, too. Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and chair of the American Heritage Dictionary's usage panel, also the author of Going Nuclear, Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times. He's with us now from his home in San Francisco, California. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, but big I, little I.
Well, you know, in the American Heritage, back in 2000, when we came out with the fourth edition, we said we capitalized internet, and we said that web should be capitalized, particularly when it referred to this big agglomeration of stuff that's out there, but that you could lowercase it when you were talking about things like web navigation tools and the rest. My sense, actually, is that probably Wired's on good grounds to change it from uppercase to lowercase. I think it's a good idea.
And the grounds would be, this is so common now, it's not special, it shouldn't be capitalized.
Right. I mean, I think people, you know, originally thought of it as on the order of a proper name that suggested a particular place, like the Ukraine or the Crimea or the Negev or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this big network out there, the internet, which was distinguished from all these little local networks. But at a certain point, you begin to realize that the internet and the web aren't really particular places. They're just these ambient presences. You know, in a way, it's like the power grid or the atmosphere. We don't capitalize those. There may be only one of them, but it isn't really a particular place or thing.
Did we ever capitalize radio? I mean, when it was new?
Yes, you did, or we did. Back in the 20s, you know, I looked around, and in magazines, you'd see people saying things like, his band has had a checkered career as far as the radio with a capital R is concerned, because it was new and it seemed to be a particular place or a particular thing, and now it's just faded into the woodwork or the dashboard, as the case may be.
We just have a few seconds left, but I guess that explains why in early English, when they first came up with printing, they capitalized almost everything.
They did.
It was all new.
Although that's there's another reason for that change.
I think it's coming from the German, right?
Right.
Okay. Jeffrey Nunberg, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jeffrey Nunberg, linguist at Stanford University, chair of the American Heritage Dictionary's usage panel. He's also the author of Going Nuclear, Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times. And he joined us from his home in San Francisco, California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.